Audio 1.5.
Let's go over to a busy shopping centre and find out what shoppers there think.
Today is one of the busiest shopping days of the year, and this shopping centre is full of people shopping. However, today something different is happening here. It's Buy Nothing Day, and some people are here to try to persuade the rest of us to do just that, to buy nothing. Lewis Castle is one of them. He's standing here in the main entrance of the shopping centre, holding a big sign saying, "Stop shopping, start living." Lewis, can you explain a little about what Buy Nothing Day means?
Yes, of course. It's pretty simple, really. We're asking everyone to think about their spending habits and buy nothing at all for just one day.
And what difference will that make?
Well, the idea is to make people stop and think about what they're buying. When you really think about it, the idea of buying things as a way of spending your leisure time is crazy. We are all buying more things than we really need. We believe shopping makes us happy, but it doesn't. In fact, it can do the opposite if people end up owing a lot of money.
Yes, I agree. That's a good point. People often buy things they don't really need or want.
Exactly. It's amazing to realise that only 20% of the world's population is consuming over 80% of the Earth's natural resources. Does that seem fair to you? In countries like the UK, we all own far too much.
Does it make any difference what you buy?
Yes, that's part of it too. We're trying to get people to think about the effect their buying choices have on the rest of the world. Something might seem a great bargain, but that could be because it's been made in a country where the workers aren't paid enough. In addition, most of the time, we prefer people to buy locally, because transporting goods by air has a harmful effect on the environment.
But will it really make a difference if we stop shopping for just one day?
Actually, most people don't understand how difficult it is to last 24 hours without spending any money. But you'll feel great if you achieve it.
Are a lot of people taking part in Buy Nothing Day this year?
Yes, and more do every year. I think it started in Canada more than 20 years ago, but now there are Buy Nothing Day movements in over 65 countries.